Good evening and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live. I'm Rudolf Hucker, and I noticed that the apology officer looks like they've been sleeping in the nana chair in the corner.
Look, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, well, it's okay. We'll cover it in the headlines.
Who's been stealing my secret chocolate supplies from the filing cabinet?
I said I don't want to talk about it.
Why does Arcee's flight suit look like someone's taken a bite out of it?
It's embarrassing.
And, on that note, it's time for the headlines so we can find out what that is all about. The Don activates his Sicilian defence as evil robots attack.
Gin stores low after big blight blow.
Too hot, too messy. Gets ready.
Radio scare after someone deletes Hutton.
There's a right and a wrong time for a big bust.
And I ride the big bus of community news to the next stop.
First this evening, there was disruption at King Hanky's School of Chess annual convention this week. As any good member of the Pilots Federation knows, AI is frowned upon throughout the galaxy, treated with distrust and generally labelled as cool, but seriously uncool once you get to know them. This hasn't stopped all manner of evil scientists and engineers from tinkering with the world of articulated machinery, advanced computer thinking, and digital computer voice encoders. One such evildoer is the dastardly Don Antonacci, former space pilot turned evil genius. He gained special permission to demonstrate his latest chess PvP robotics, created in his labs over in a secret system which, as far as we can tell, also contains his Jurassic World, full of robotic killer dinosaurs, Planet Zoo, where he breeds dangerous animals, and the rather odd Planet Coaster, where he scares people using a mixture of gravity and clowns. His creation, an unholy crossbreed of threshing machine and a heavy lifting crane, was taught to play chess with extreme prejudice, and in a demonstration match versus one of Hanky's proteges, witnessed the Alvin defence in the opening moves, which apparently involves sniffing around the board looking for a nice spot to lie in the sun, and was rather impatient for the neophyte PvP chess player to move their next piece, even. As he moved his hand to shift a piece forward, and in anticipation of a swift kill, the robot shouted, "Give me your pawn!" That's with a wobble, you dirty truckers, before grabbing the player's finger and attempting to see whether it was a bayonet or screw-fitting. Yes, you have it right. The dastardly Don had found the software for the Mr. Grandmaster chess robot somewhere in the Van Maanen star system, behind some red hazard tape marked "Caution! Dangerous AI on the loose. Do not enter." Mr. Grandmaster, the master robot phalange pincher, then properly wigged out, as its visual identification system failed to manage to tell the difference between everyone's pinky finger and those little pieces that all players gladly throw under the nearest attacking bishop. By the time that the security team had subdued the AI with a big bucket of water, one reason that AI haven't taken over the galaxy is their susceptibility to attack by an angry mob armed with super soakers. Anyway, the floor was literally littered with little fingers, and there was red everywhere. Station medical staff are appealing for anyone missing something important to please contact them at the earliest opportunity. And they're attempting to reconnect pilots with their missing digits. At least they think they're all digits, though some of them might be other body parts. They're not looking too closely, just in case. A notice has been placed about the cancellation of next week's Street Magic tournament, as prestidigitation with a missing digit and a purloined pinky finger is just not the same. The Don was contacted for comment, but he just gave us the finger.
With the Too Hot Too Messy mission on the horizon and truckers preparing to load up their ships for this epic mission, more on that in a minute, disaster has struck at Alpha Centauri's gin distillery over at Hutton Orbital as it went offline over the last few days. It appears that grain storage units have been exposed to alien influence in the form of a biological pathogen that's been munching its way through the supplies at an alarming rate. For pilots of a certain age, the sight of this pathogen, which, unlike its microscopic brethren, is about the size of a small football, is big enough to bring back memories of cutesy little critters in the cockpit cooing away whilst covering your entire viewport with cute. Yes, the Trumbull is back, and it has attacked our fermenting grain, leaving the gin production one of two choices. Either exterminate the Trumbulls with extreme heat, anyone smell burning hair? Or use the Trumbulls themselves as fermentation tanks and then use the byproducts to create a unique blend of the gin. As we abhor waste, we went for the second choice, and the resulting interstitial intestinal fermentation process left a lot of little colourful critters feeling more than a little tipsy, telling everyone in Trumbulltown that they loved them, and then picking a fight with anything that moved. Which is why the gin supplies are in short supply at the moment. Floor mopping guy is chasing around the station with a dart gun and a big net, attempting to harvest the fermented materials from the little blisters, while Leo Wolf has put out an appeal for ergonomic treatment, the only non-destructive method known in the galaxy to prevent Trumbulls breeding and consuming everything in sight. It's a bit like a mixture of contraceptive, sleeping draft and appetite suppressor, all in one handy suppository. The official designation of Alpha Centauri being in a blight state appears to have had a negative effect on its political state. We will be handing over to Chicks later to find out a little more.
Too Hot Too Messy hamster training has entered its final phase. Intarius Fusion, hamster wrangler extraordinaire, has been teaching his little minions how to count to very large numbers. How to identify passing commanders by smell alone. They've only got little beady eyes and can't see people's faces very well from down there on the floor. Chief among his ambitions, other than the top trucking tables for mugs and gins delivered, the enormous 130,000th row list of stations that are at risk of mods and other such goodies, Antarius has also put together a clever little tracker that tracks the top teabagging trucker who, with the aid of a lot of little limpets, has done most of the stuff passing cutters, carriers and cargo ships up the gunwales with mugs and gin. With loading having commenced at midnight, truckers and friends are already on station with their carriers and plenty of limpets. You did remember that Hutton Orbital doesn't sell limpets, didn't you? And loading has begun in readiness for the launch of the event on the 4th of August, next Thursday. We will be talking to a few of those loading up later this evening. Communication travels have just been activated over on the Hutton TeamSpeak server, ready for people to coordinate their efforts. Just head to the Filthy Truckers bar when you arrive and you'll see the Too Hot Too Messy channel. The Hanky Hot Bus will be running between Alden and Alpha Centauri at Hutton Orbital at 9pm and 10pm every evening. That's BST. Other than that, get to your ships, commanders. We've got a mission to do.
Hutton Orbital Radio Studio 5 had to be rescued this week after nefarious attempts by the EGPU, also known as the Eggy Poos, to put our beloved radio station offline and destroy it forever. According to them, the only kind of propaganda allowed in the galaxy is the kind that lists them as winners, and Hutton has failed to do that over the last 6 months, in part due to the being not true. The radio module was detached from the station and stolen by a modified federal assault ship. This ship, using an oversized space magnet, dragged the radio station module towards Eden in an attempt to crash the stolen studio into the planet below. Our very own apology officer was on board sleeping in a nana chair with a blanket after a particularly busy day, blaming Rampage for everything. Lucky for her, Rampage, noticing he'd been blamed for the impending bust state of Alpha Centauri in a report, had headed up to the studio looking for the apology officer to set things straight and call her troublesome Doorblender. He noticed the missing module and gave chase in his modified courier with an attachment of Alvin's finest box spaniels to make the arrest and retrieve the module. After docking with the wayward federal assault ship, clearly an attempt to put blame onto the EDF, Rampage opened the hatch. It started with...
Sick 'em, boys!
And ended with...
Ah! Get off my leg, you wee bastard! That's not a sausage! Let go!
Unfortunately, the culprits uncoupled the space magnet and made their escape whilst the box spaniels were mistaking our apology officer for a squeaky toy. Rampage did call the spaniels off, but this took some time because he was laughing so much it was hard to speak. As he was going to get blamed anyway, he wanted to get his money's worth. After returning the module, there was a slight panic as the two commanders realised that all the script data had been deleted from the archives by the space magnet. Luckily, copies were found in a floor mapping guy's backup bucket, and the radio station was towed back and restored just in time for this week's show.
With Lavecon a bit of a fading memory and life back in front of the Master Control Situation Threat display panel becoming its old self again, one system has dominated Hutton space during the past week. Our lowest system is only 35%, the highest low for some time. This week in Hutton space, we've had another drought. Could this be due to galactic warming? We've had some space blight and an untimely bus development. More on those stories coming up. Much is right in the galaxy once again as Barnard's star has taken up its regular mantle as the lowest system on the pole on 35%. A war amongst the also-rans is tying up a quarter of the system's influence but keep chipping away so that Hutton's fortunes continue to make steady improvement. Home of his great fluffiness, Alvin Difa, Alpha Centauri was suffering from another wave of blight, which ended early this morning under a small mountain of agronomic treatment. However, the system was so efficiently quarantined during this blight that the economy nosedived into a bust. The Alpha Centauri economics spokesman has his knockers, but in this instance can hardly have foreseen the mug and gin production retarding effect on the very dawn of the upcoming Too Hot, Too Messy event. Mug and gin production has been hit, and chuckers everywhere are asked to lend a supporting hand by stuffing your runtime and bring something nice, i.e. profitable, to the orbital. Three systems suffering from summer lethargy are Ross 671, Epsilon Indy, and George's Pants, all which would benefit from a bit of hitching up and a bit less arse crack. Epsilon Eridani has climbed to the low 40s and is feeling a bit better about itself after it was struck low with mods about a month ago. At the overachieving end of the Hutton Systems table, we have one system above 60% and two over 70. For some reason, that Commander Overlight prefers not to talk about, there is nothing going on in Haghole. Yep, definitely nothing to see there. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, relieve the bust in Alpha Centauri and slake the drought in Wolf 359, and as usual, boost Barnard Star. If you want to shoot something, how about teabagging some Hutton mugs and Centauri Mega Gin?
Community-led events are the perfect way to spend time with like-minded people or to try something that you've not done before, with someone at the helm to guide you. This week we've heard from Does the Sun Still Rise in the East in the East? At the Eldritch Gate and Trek's Express to Deep Space. Links will as always be posted in Twitch chat and also in the description of the YouTube upload. Commander of the Presence has had a little setback this week as he reports from Does the Sun Still Rise in the East, week 21.
Well, I talked it up, didn't I? Hopefully, we'll see you all not from Magellan Star next week, I said. And I've gone backwards, 17,500 light years backwards, more or less to be exact. Of the 56 pilot deaths on the expedition, I can now count myself as 1-2. So I find myself right back at Magellan's Star in the Tenebrae sector on a carrier there. Dash! That's a blow, I said, or something very similar. How did that happen? Well, new cockpit flight controls and a 0.2G planet. The sort of planet I've landed on 1,000 times, but this time, due to the awesomeness of verbals with a sprinkling of joystick gremlin magic, nothing but nothing worked even remotely as expected. The landing gear didn't want to extend, the throttle decided instead of using the whole axis, it just wanted to go forwards on the front half and backwards on the back half. To add insult to injury, I'd travelled 458,000 light seconds to an argon atmosphere for two biosigns that aren't worth the battery power used to scan them, and the gravity being so low meant I flipped, bounced, and ultimately went pop, all in slow motion, unable to do anything about it at all. So, do I try again with the new sticks, or break out the trusty X56s again? Flossie, tell me what to do. All that Carto data, exobiology data, and conga ale are the first things to go straight down cubicle 3 in years. For now, I'm drowning my sorrows with poor imitation ale. Now, I'm wondering what this ship is as I passed in the hangar here on the carrier. If you have any ideas, please let me know. I thought it was initially a Debbie, but the rear and side engines just don't look right. One bright spot is I can now get Sally to kick me, and with a face like 9, she should get a penalty. Until next week's bollocks, 07.
Next, we have a little bit news from Commander Fluin SM from his Discord channel regarding the At the Eldritch Gate expedition.
This week, after the gathering, you have probably known that most of the squadrons, including yours truly, have gone into their designated search areas. As you can see, the region has been practically occupied by us, so good job. In regards to the independent explorers, and if people want to get a break, I'm looking for August to have multiple events near the waypoints. So, if you're a squadron leader and want to make an event of the week of the 14th of August and until the end of the expedition, please let me know and give me a shout out so I can promote you. For the time being, the first 2 weeks of August are taken. There might also be a new quest / Easter egg for August with prizes, so stay tuned for that project because it might be cool for all of us.
News now of a brand new expedition we mentioned earlier in the month. It's Trex Express to Deep Space. Commander Trex Size Only has brought us details of their event, which sounds like fun.
Last call, Trex Deep Space is boarding right now at Termical System and will be departing on Friday. That's tomorrow. Trex Trade Brotherhood prepared for you, commanders and explorers, the kind of trip the other side of our Milky Way galaxy. And on the road you will see three sights that are beautiful and attractive. It's so exciting! If interested, wait no more and join Trex Discord server for details. Want to have some spoilers? Here's some of the POIs you can visit with other joining explorers. Thor's Eye, ETA July 30th, Saturday. Black Treasure, ETI July 31st, Sunday. Red Storm Geezers, ETA August 1st, Monday. Jess's Lilac Grove, ETA August 2nd, Tuesday. Black and Green, ETA August 5th, Friday. Great Annihilator, ETA August 6th, Saturday. Isynergy's World, ETA August 7th, Sunday. Sagittarius A, ETA August the 8th, Monday. Magnus Nebula, ETA August 12th, Friday. Tritium Restock Stop, ETA August 19th, Friday. Beagle Point, ETA August 26th, Friday. Simotas Beacon, ETA August 27th, Saturday.
That wasn't a long list, but I bet that's not all the events that are going on out there. If you think we've missed one and you'd like to provide a weekly update that we can feature in the show, post the details along with a couple of pictures in the correspondence channel in the Hutton Orbital Discord channel. That's https://discord.gg/hcmb7syc.